Greg, maybe as my follow-up, moving forward to the September quarter guide, the directional guide you gave by division would suggest a pretty steep decline sequentially in the RF business. And as you know, that business has been sort of in tight supply the last couple of years. So I'm kind of curious as to how much of this you think is, you know, end demand just falling off that quickly. How much of this do you think might be some inventory that got built as supply was very tight, and so we're going through an inventory correction? Would you expect September to be the bottom in RF? And then maybe, Dan, you can help us understand the margin profile there, because that's, I believe, a higher gross margin business for you guys. So in light of that steep fall off, the overall gross margins of the business seem to be holding up slash improving pretty well. Is that a fair statement? Thanks.
Well, first off, a couple of different things. I think you had 8 different questions in your follow-up there, but I'll try to hit them all. First off, the RF business is a higher gross margin business than the company average, so it definitely gives us a headwind, and it is a relatively steep decline in Q3. So what I would tell you is, it's been pretty well documented what's happening with the LTE build-out in China. It's basically been put mostly in a pause mode at this point, as the Chinese government works through the ongoing corruption investigations and so forth. So we're seeing that definitely put on a pause. When does it come back? It's hard to say. Some people are pointing to it coming back in Q4. Some people are pointing to it coming back in Q1. It's hard to predict at this point, because it's kind of a government investigation that's kind of winding through the operators. What I would tell you is, I think our product portfolio is better than it's ever been. Design wins remain strong in that business. Recall I said design wins were up in all of our different businesses, so I feel pretty good about that. And I'd also point out that, the need for bandwidth and the expansion of LTE remains there. So, I would anticipate it coming back. I don't know, Mitch, if you want to add anything to that.
Just to highlight Greg's point, 90% of the revenue in RF is base station related. So you do really well when investment is at a peak, and not so well when investment declines. But I think the key here is, if you look at LTE penetration, it's still very low across the globe. And when the market does return, if you look at our share position, which is probably close to 60%, and the strength of the AirFast portfolio for LTE, you can be assured when the market returns, that business is very well situated to get on a growth path again.
And then, John, just to amplify the point you made, the RF business is going to see a sizable decline in Q3, and it is a very good gross margin product line for us. And so, you kind of pointed it out, but I'll just add to it, the resiliency of our business, holding in there on a gross margin perspective, the gross margin holding in there, I think, is showing the resiliency of the business and how we've really positioned the business for weathering these sorts of things.
Great. Thanks, guys.